Hey, welcome to the Weed Out, where we weed out the nonsense and talk about the bullshit happening in our backyard. I'm their host, Spencer Fox Peterson. Without Joanna this week, she has some work things that needed to be handled. So just going to be me today. Sorry, everybody. I know y'all love to tune in for Joanna. As I always say, she is our rock star, but she also has all the administrative tasks for the Weed Out. So if we're gonna cut out one thing, I can handle the show on my own, I think. And this week we have Devin from the River Valley PSL. We had Linnell and David on a few weeks ago to talk about a direct action march on Washington on January 13th, March for Gaza, stops ceasefire now. That's what the Weed Out has been banging the drum about, because this is all connected in our mind. It's all about militarization and money and imperial action. So as anti-imperialists, this ties just as much to the police in our backyard. So unfortunately, we're not talking about our local police, as they get to benefit of all the bigger things happening. They get to do their stupid bullshit in the shadows. We do find it really important to speak out for Palestine and Gaza specifically. But actions are happening all over the world against pro-Palestinian folk. Last weekend, two IOF soldiers dropped a skunk bomb on pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University in New York. Yes, you heard that right. What the hell? Like, if this was any other role reversal, this would be a war crime. So, in an act of war, in my opinion. But we live in the upside down times. White supremacists stick together. And, here at the Weed Out, we're here to weed this shit out and talk about it and keep it on everybody's mind. So without further ado, I want to welcome Devin on to talk about the action that he participated in with Linnell and David and all the other people. And he's just going to give us an update because we know his mainstream media wasn't really reporting on this. Supposedly around 400,000 people came. So Devin, please, hi, how are you? Tell me how you're doing today.
I'm doing great, Spencer. I'm actually really energized coming off of that action. It was a lot of work to get that together, but we were able to get upwards of 105 passengers down to DC from Western Mass, which is a really big turnout. The fact that we were able to fill two buses again, even with the students gone, was incredible. And I could not have done it without the rest of the PSL in the area and also the Islamic Society of Western Mass. We ended up partnering with them to get a large body of their membership down as well.
That's wonderful. And I just want to admit I fumbled in the intro. This is what happens without Joanna. I don't know what to do without my partner. Devin's also been on the show with us before, so we want to welcome him back. So anybody, he was one of the first people that was kind enough to come on and talk to us about his experience and activism and kind of help us get our feet wet. So Devin is one of the first people to offer us some time and take time out to help us build our platform so that great work can get out there. And remember, like the Weed Out, we just do this because we believe in our community and we believe in a safer community as possible. And we should be talking about this and platforming people in a way that doesn't rely on big tech, so to speak. Instagram, Facebook, that stuff can be suppressed. And we need to hear the smaller journalist stories and the smaller activist stories and the smaller union organizer stories. So, Devin, thank you so much. Without you helping us get figure out what the fuck we're doing, you were so kind to come on when we were like on episode 5 or 6. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. But thank you for coming back on. And so again, sorry I fumbled in the intro. I should have mentioned that. Please, as always, you can go to www.theweedout.com. Go find that previous episode or in whatever podcast player you listen to use regularly. And Devin, again, thank you for coming on. And you answered my first question without me even have to ask it. So like
Oh, I'm so sorry.
no, it's great. You read my mind. Like you dove right into it. Like, so you have 105 people on a bus coming from from Amherst through West Springfield as well, right?
Yes. That Amherst is our first pickup location, and West Springfield was our last one before hitting the road down to DC.
So in future actions, anybody listening, if they want to organize with the PSL, all the, we'll put the contact information and relevant things we mentioned in this episode in our show notes on www.theweedout.com. And so any information, if we say it once and you we'll put it there, make it easily accessible. And you know, look, they're going from Amherst through West Springfield. I mean, when we spoke to y'all that week, that wasn't even a thing, but you added it because it made sense. Like, oh, the you know, there were people that were willing to go, but it made no sense for them to go back to Amherst. So, like, kudos to you guys turning that around on the fly. And you know, I mean, you probably doubled your numbers doing that.
Oh, absolutely. The way that it worked out this time, the lack of students in the area made this bus fill up a lot slower than last time. For the November 4th rally, the buses were full by, geez, like 3 days after we launched it. But you know, we pivot, we move. And it just so happened to work out that the Islamic Society of Western Mass was also trying to get a bus, but we had already secured our buses and we decided to combine our efforts. So it
Not
worked out perfectly.
yeah, and this is grassroots networking. This is people getting the word out through their overlapping communities and networks. And you know, kudos to you guys. I'm so glad that you were able to organize such an effective action on short notice. And you know, we'll plug this again at the end, but we may as well plug it now. You have an upcoming event, correct? This Saturday, January 27th. So if you
Yes.
please tell the audience about that. We'll plug it again. We'll talk about it at the end, but I figure it's a nice segue here.
So the PSL and our coalitions that we're a part of are also part of the Shut It Down for Palestine initiative. And the next date was announced last night, actually, and it is the 27th. So we're calling a rally in front of Warren's office in Springfield to pressure Warren to be a little bit louder about calling for a ceasefire. And by a little bit, I mean a lot of it, because I haven't heard beep nor boop from most of our politicians locally. And it's a shame because it's overwhelmingly unpopular to continue this assault on Gaza.
Absolutely. Genocide is never an answer. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Some people say, oh, Trump will genocide worse. It doesn't matter. Genocide's happening now. We're going to stop this now. And we can talk about the many different ways we can do that through forced resignations, forcing a new person on the ticket. But genocide's just wrong, period. End of story. Doesn't matter. End of story. So that's the weed out stance on that. And I assume, all right, we know that's your stance on this. And then we know that's the PSL stance on this. And in general, anybody with half a brain cell, which is, you know, what thing does 70% of Americans agree on ever? Like the fact that 70% of Americans are like, nah, dude, this ain't for me.
It's the
On.
closest we get to unity
That like
here.
this is unreal numbers. Like, dude, if I'm running for president, holy shit. Like, ooh, right there. Like everybody, you know, what the fuck? It makes the game. I mean, this is an awful thing that's happening to Gaza, but a silver lining, or it shows the bullshit. It shows that none of it. It's a death cult. We live in a death cult. The machine that it can only chew up bodies. It doesn't know anything else. So it's kind of laying that bare. But it must feel good to, like, I know, like, that was really dark what I just said, but it must feel good to be around other human beings who you don't feel must not feel as crazy. Like, it's crazy making.
Yeah, you know, one of our comrades likes to say, like, anytime we have questions about the work, he likes to say, you know, you got to be a little crazy to do this, because it's going against everything that we're being taught from the day that we start school. I mean, we were talking just before I got on the air with before we went on the air about how I remember 9/11. I know exactly where I was sitting. And to date myself a little bit, that I was in my kindergarten class when that happened. And to watch some of the same people making the same mistakes that were only recently admitted to be mistakes in order to try to get us into another forever war in the Middle East is it's disheartening, but it is also encouraging when we do things like this bus trip and getting folks down or rallies, and we're talking to people in the community, and they're like, yeah, this is just like what happened 20 years ago, except now we know. Now we have the memory to tell us that this is the wrong decision to make.
And the parallels between Korea, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, it feels very familiar. Like, you know,
Yeah.
it's like I can't put my finger on
I
it.
mean, it's like poetry, right? It rhymes.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same. And they like, you know, it was communist, now it's terrorists. Like, what does any of this fucking mean? It's just anyways.
And depending on who you ask, it also communists.
Right. So this action's happening at Senator Elizabeth, you know, our federal senator in Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, quote unquote progressive Democrat of Massachusetts. She has an office in Springfield, Massachusetts, on the 91 corridor. So if anybody's around, please, you know, check out the information on the show notes. And, you know, this Senator Warren, this is, I want to put her in context right now. She's one of the few that's actually open to saying the word ceasefire. But the problem is, it's because the only reason she's even soft on this is because of people like us harassing her constantly. She can't get a moment's peace in Massachusetts. So imagine if we put even more pressure on her. So the pressure can work. She has softened. She's one of the few, and her softening isn't good enough for me, not by a fucking long shot. She's never getting a vote for me ever again. But, you know, she's sadly one of the few 11 senators that even voted in consideration of investigating if war crimes are happening. Like Bernie put that up last week, and it's a very half-ditch, half-assed fucking effort they're doing, but you know, that's how fucking gross the rest of the Senate is when Elizabeth Warren is seems like this radical. It's like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in a time of heightened contradiction right now, because people like Warren know they can't call themselves progressive and then also vote against or not vocally support the will of her constituency, right? And that's why we need to continue pressuring our elected officials. Because voting them out in 2 years is not going to cut it, because this needs to happen now.
Right. Because even if they stop the bomb, let's say they stopped the bombs yesterday, the famine and the disease is the problem. That's what's gonna ultimately be the catastrophic event for these people. Yeah, I know the number's a big number, 30,000, some people claim close to 40. But that doesn't count the injured, doesn't the hunger, the disease, there's no clean water. Like, this is bad. And like there, even if we could stop the bombs right now and immediately get water in there and do all that right now, the attrition is going to be catastrophic.
Yeah.
So it needs to stop.
No, continue.
No,
If you
that's the end of my sentence. It just needs to stop, period. Like, so these we need to like investigate. Well, Elizabeth Warren, yes, we do need to investigate, but you also need to say stop it. so we can investigate. Because unfortunately, if they destroy everything, there will be nothing left to investigate. Like,
I
these
mean,
people are
it's
fucking.
almost like that's the plan.
Right? No, absolutely.
Right.
The thing is, this has been the same playbook forever. Forever. this is the same bullshit goes back to what, the Romans? Like, I don't know, even probably even further back, but it's imperialism in a nutshell. And then back in the imperial core, they threaten us. Well, do you want it to be more like that here? Vote for me and I'll just make sure it happens over there, not here. Like, that's the platform the Biden administration's running on.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't help that the Iowa trains our police forces here to take those tactics that are used against the Palestinian people and use them against us, mostly in black and brown communities.
It's widely discussed that they treat Palestine and Gaza specifically as a like guinea pigs. They treat them as test subjects on this surveillance tech, these munitions. They've calculated the caloric intake that they can get away with to keep them alive but not thrive. Like, very eugenist fucking gross shit. And yeah, and that's one of their main exports. And things like ShotSpotter, Motorola Solutions, dash cams that are on the cloud, all that stuff is corporate surveillance that the government uses to skirt around the Fourth Amendment. So, like, ICE can go subpoena information from a local police department. There's nothing that the local police department could do if they wanted to, because it's on a third party system. So anyways, all this stuff is connected to Israel, and I'm sorry, the argument for me, well, Donald Trump will do this to you, and it's like, okay, why are you building Cop City then? If you're so worried about us, why are you giving him all the tools he'll need?
Yeah, why are all the tools for fascism being constructed now?
Right. To stop fascism? Okay, interesting. Also, like, this premise that the United States isn't a fascist state. I'm like over it. I used to be hem high, like, oh, it's not outward fascist. No, it's not fascist for me. You know what I mean? But what about the indigenous black brown women? Like, how is it not fascist for even white women? Like, what are we talking about? Like, y'all have to act a certain way. You have to code. You have to, like, that to me, even though it's not nearly as bad as what happens to black and brown bodies and of any gender, but like, even white women's, like, you have a choice. You can either get in line or you're a second class citizen. Like, that's fucked up. Even like, and that's the best case scenario you can get in this country. No, this is not a democracy. This is a fucking disgusting pyramid Ponzi scheme. That does war, and it's disgusting. And the people like Elizabeth Warren, yeah, I'm sorry, you can't have your cake and eat it too. She wants to be a capitalist, pro-capitalism, but also wants to use the language of the oppressed.
Yeah, the oppressor is adept at co-opting the language that criticizes them to try to twist it to have a different meaning. And it's also important to remember that while all of these things are going on, the power really lies in the people. And that's kind of our whole ethos, right? Is that building class consciousness and building power in a base of people that are aware that these things are happening and want a better future for themselves and for their communities in general, and a better present. We have the means to do that, and all of it is policy choice that allows us to live in a society that doesn't take care of its people.
Absolutely. And organizing and building community in multi facets of ways, whether it's through a worker co-op or just your neighborhood, just talking, maybe sharing a fucking lawnmower. Like, there are ways to build community in the smallest ways, and there's no one way to do it. But in some ways, like, we do need political capital, so you can join a political party. So that's why we have you on from PSL, a local chapter. And maybe what Devin and previous guests Linnell and David have said sounds good to you, and these are the type of people you can organize with. Maybe you already know them. You know, personal connection is the best connection. And that way it's a good way to build solidarity. So there's a lot of organizations, right? You mentioned the Islamic coalition out here in Western Mass, like, and then your organization interacted with them and teamed up and built a coalition. You know, this is how we do it. And I guess besides the other the Islamic coalition you traveled down to DC with, did you see any other organizations down there? And what was your take on the crowd size? We heard about 400,000.
So, I saw so many different organizations there. Honestly, couldn't tell you all of them. Obviously, there were members of JVP, and I'm sure members of, actually, I saw members of our local, some of our local SJPs and other local orgs that didn't come down with us there as well, which is really cool. So, like, Students for Justice in Palestine, Jewish Voices for Peace, saw some Code Pink folks there. And obviously, Answer Coalition was there. Other PSL members from other branches were there. It was an incredible show of solidarity and, you know, like the true meaning of coalition is coming together for that common goal. And just the sheer amount of community members from all across the Eastern Seaboard, but also some people from like Vegas and Arizona. Like, it was incredible. Both times that I was down in DC for Marches for Palestine, just incredible turnout. The official estimates are about 400,000, which is like when you're down there and you're watching it, it feels that big. But then it's hard to encapsulate what 400,000 people looks like. But then you see the aerial time lapse and you're like, oh shit, that was 400,000 people. And it's just some of the most incredible and energizing moments of my organizing. And I haven't been organizing for that long, to be clear. But like, some phenomenal speakers as well. Like, there's no Macklemore this time, which was a surprise and a very welcome one
There's two.
for November. November 4th, Macklemore spoke briefly, which was a surprise, but a very welcome one, obviously. As an artist myself and a member of Artists Against Apartheid, like, super reaffirming to know that, you know, artists that are actually making money with their art are
Put their name on the line. Solid.
right. Someone that has significantly more to lose. Standing up for what is right is really, really cool. But like, speakers like Dr. Cornel West made a fantastic speech. In the crowd, there's also Claudia De La Cruz and Karina Garcia, who are PSL members running for president.
Yeah, I'm interested in their platform. You know, I anytime your platform is end capitalism before it ends us, my ears are perked. It's not a fair system, so that's a good platform for me. And I don't know, I'm very interested in their message. I've done some more digging on them recently. Like, I'll be frank, like it's not gonna be Marion Williamson for me, dog. Like, no, thank you. Or you know, I guess Jill Stein. I don't know. I just think Dr. West is great, but you know, I'm just like itchy around anybody that's a boomer. Like, we need to give somebody else the reins. Somebody. You know, Gen Xers are getting damn near retirement age. What the fuck? We haven't even had a Gen X president. Like,
You said this word I'm not familiar with, retirement.
oh.
What does that mean?
Oh no, yeah. Nikki Haley thinks we should work till we're 70. Fuck you, Nikki Haley. That's like what a sh like think about both of the major parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, their offerings, their platform is we're gonna do mass deportations and raise the retirement age and get rid of Social Security. And the other party is we'll genocide somewhere else and you peasants be happy for it and lick our boots. Oh, here's some more cops. Like, that's the platforms of those two parties. I'm like flabbergasted. Like, it's really that simple and it's disgusting. It shouldn't be that. It should be a nuanced, difficult conversation, but it's not.
Also, the fact that there are not many candidates running for president that are pro-Palestine, just vocally, incredible.
Right. I mean, obviously, well, not obviously, for nobody at home that may not know these people, but Claudia De La Cruz and Corrine, you said her last name's Garcia, right? I just know them as
Yes.
Claudia and Corrine, so that's like in my head. I keep wanting to say that. But that's refreshing too. Like, tell us who your VP pick is. We don't want it to be some gamesmanship about people like doing backdoor deals to get your endorsement. Just tell us who what your plan is. Let's go. Like, I think that's a good political choice. It's refreshing. But yeah, they oh fuck, I'm sorry, I forgot where I was going with this. But yeah, the fact that they're I don't know, they're in their 40s. Like, I don't even know how old they are, but like they're of working age, like in their prime working age, just like I am. And it's nice to have somebody I can relate to. Like, we haven't had anybody we can fucking relate to. And again, like Dr. West, like great orator, great thoughts, but like, I don't know. Do we need another guy if we're worrying he's gonna have a heart attack and die? Not to be ageist here, but like, Jesus, like this is disgusting that we're having this conversation around all our major political candidates. Like, will they die in office? Biden or Trump?
Yeah, I mean, yes, that is something that I've noticed is a big concern for a lot of prospective voters this year. I
Sucks.
mean, and every year. It's also kind of important to think about the fact that, like, with the mass disablement due to the ongoing COVID pandemic and no mitigations coming from our government bodies, more people are just in that boat where are they gonna just keel over from complications with, the blood clots, and people are having strokes and heart attacks at like our ages, which is really scary. No two ways about it.
No doubt. But back to the action at hand. Other than the politicians we just mentioned, do you think that seeing that many bodies in DC will have had? Do you think if we continue this pressure, do you have hope that some of them will crack and soften on this? There's no wrong answer. I'm just curious.
I don't think could possibly be a wrong answer to this question. At the PSL, we function on the idea of revolutionary optimism, and mobilizing masses of people, and building that courage in the public to stand up for what is right in this instance. especially when people are at risk of losing their jobs for even saying the most tame pro-Palestine take in this era. It's really important, like regardless of whether it's going to move our figures today, to move the masses. And because they can only ignore us for so long. And the movement is, the anti-war movement in America is only getting stronger. And that's kind of our focus here. And okay, it would be really nice if today this all ended. But that doesn't mean we stop organizing, right? Because there's still work to be done.
That's a really well thought out answer. Really, like, you know, because it is, you have to, there has to be joy. Like, you have to have joy. That doesn't mean you ignore it, put your head in the sand, and you get wins when you get them. And also, yeah, just the battle's not over. I mean, I hate to even call it a battle, but the struggle is never over. Freedom is an everyday struggle. And we aren't all free. We aren't free until we're all free. So whether it's Palestine, whether it's people incarcerated, people trying,
Congo, Sudan.
right, or even larger structural cages like patriarchy and fucking profits over people. Like, we gotta stop doing this. Like you said earlier, where you said something similar, like we all kind of feel it in our gut. I do think I used to be pretty much a nihilist in a lot of ways, but I've come to the conclusion that I think most people deep down are good and will, when they see, have evidence that good things can propagate, they'll go with it. And we're just constantly divided by powers larger than us, to get us fighting over petty stuff. And I think ultimately people do just want safety. You know, like, what is safety? And that's the question on how we achieve that. But I can't live in a nihilistic world anymore. You know, like, I have to believe people are good, because, or else what's the fucking point? You know, and I do think ultimately, if everybody gets their basic needs met, I've come to the conclusion that, most people will make a decision to do good. If anybody's interested in the PSL, please reach out to them, or any other group we interview here on the Weed Out. We're trying to get the word out. We're trying to get people a network that they can find people with like-minded values and want a better world. Because I think deep down we all want safety, and we all want to be good. So again, thank you so much for coming on.
Oops.
I do have would like you to mention the upcoming action for Palestine, in Springfield, Massachusetts, outside Senator Elizabeth Warren's Springfield office. So please give us the details one more time. And is there going to be transportation from places like Amherst? You know, any of that relevant stuff would be great.
So, to tackle the transportation question first, we have not worked that out just yet or at all. But the action is going to be Saturday, the 27th, as a part of the Shut It Down for Palestine initiative. And the time and other details to follow will be on our Instagram at River Valley PSL. And that's where you can find the flyer, or you can find them probably around. Check your street corner, check your road signs, check your businesses.
Yes, you're out walking the dog, getting a coffee, and you're in the Amherst, you know, the River Valley area. Look out for any flyers. But yeah, we'll link everybody to your social media accounts on our website. So anybody listening, please go to these links, go to where the information for the action is, because as we said, we're recording this on Monday. The action is going to be Saturday. This will probably come out Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. So the information will probably have already started to been work out, or some sort of further along the process than they are now. Again, like, and this won't be the last one. So if you can't participate this time, please go follow them and, you know, follow us on social media, and we share this stuff too. So we will make sure that this information is out there. Again, the more bodies, the better. This is the weed out policy. We highly recommend everybody wear masks, not only for COVID and the flu and RSV, but for the state. The state wants to see your face. Don't give it to them. You're beautiful people. If they want to see your face, they're going to have to pay to see it. You know, like, that's my policy. I think your faces are beautiful, and you shouldn't give it to the state for free, since they take so much from us. So don't give them anything for free. Don't give them any ammunition. And please be safe when doing direct actions, everybody. And don't, if you can't go, there's other ways to support. There's donating.
Yeah.
There's talking to your neighbors about it, sharing it on social media. It's not, that's fucking easy, man. Hitting the share, repost, because somebody in your following may be like, oh shit, yeah, I'm in trouble. I'll be down there. I'll go.
Yeah. Especially if you know folks in Springfield, let us know, because growing up, being from Holyoke, being from that area, I know that we get left out of the organizing conversation far too often.
Right.
And at the PSL, we don't distinguish between physical and mental work. So any way that you can support the struggle,
yeah,
we appreciate it.
By whatever ability you have. I mean, personally, I'll be honest with the audience. Like, I'm a little bit agoraphobic. Like, I takes a lot of energy for me to be out and about, and I'm not like a shut in or anything, but I find other ways to participate. There is no limit, and there's also no requirement. So do what you can. I have a big mouth. I talk into a microphone. I do other things. It's not really your business or anybody's business, but I make sure my community, in any way that I can help, I do. It's not about advertising any of that, but there's ways to participate and build solidarity with your neighbors, with your, I call them my pod people. You know, they're not like blood family, but, you know, people that, you know, if the power goes out, who am I calling, you know? Well, maybe you won't be able to call, but who would I rely on? And
send a pigeon.
Yeah. Who's in your heart? Who's the one, when shit hits the fan, who's the first people you're going to think about? And that's how we do better, because we got to give each other a reason to live and have hope. And appreciate y'all doing, organizing these actions for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. I'm out of words on it. It makes me so angry that I can't stop it. And there's no reason anybody should be suffering because of the decisions of a few evil motherfuckers. And I'm being vague for a reason. There's some evil motherfuckers making decisions, and I put in the blank there. There's both sides, all sides. Like, there's some bad people, and I'm mad at all of them. And there's no reason children should be having their last moments fucking live streamed.
Yeah, these last, what are we up to? 109 days?
Yeah, 3.5 months or so. Jeez. Over a quarter of a year. And business keeps rolling, baby.
But, you know, we will be out there, and for anybody who may have been on the bus that is watching this, it's always important to remember that Western Mass, we did that shit. We were able to bring over 100 people down to DC, which means that we were able to bring over 100 people to wherever we're organizing locally. And we did it. We're going to keep doing it until we're all free.
Absolutely. And I have nothing but pride and respect for everybody that does what they can, you know, especially shout out to the people from that event on the 13th, and anybody going out on the 27th or anytime, putting your body in the line is admirable and it's unbelievable. So thank you so much. And this is the peaceful way, you know, like we show numbers and we say no more, no more. Ceasefire now. It's that simple. And I know we're supposed to be talking about news, but like, I'm sorry. No, like anybody trying to fucking sterilize this and talk about this from a fucking unobjective point of view is evil or sociopath, or I mean, I don't know. Maybe evil is too strong a word for anybody, but there's a line in the sand, and genocide's a line in the sand for me. And clearly it is for Devin. It's not okay, dude. If they'll do it to you, they'll do it to people you love. So, I mean, if they'll do it to them, they'll do it to people you love and or you. And you know, we can't forget that the United States has a history of genocide. I mean, what happened to the Native Americans? It's not exactly genocide, but like displacing a whole group of people from Africa is pretty fucked up. And like controlling their family and their offspring, like that's so disgustingly evil. Like I don't think we'll ever be able to wash our hands of that sin. Like the between the genocide of the natives and slavery, it's like it's disgusting. And where this is what's happening in Palestine.
Be in the belly of the beast, growing up, and have people talk about the various righteous wars that the US has been in. And then as you gain more historical context, you realize that the US has not been on the right side of any conflict for, at this point, getting close to almost 100 years.
Even that, I'd argue, I don't know if any of them, like even like the civil, I mean, the Revolutionary War is a bunch of rich frat boys and they wasted a bunch of farmers to get this apartheid, I mean, this colony that they're stealing from indigenous people. You know, it's like even the founding of our country is evil. Still, white dudes won. If anything, the right thing would have been for the native people to get the land back. That would have been the only righteous revolution. I don't know. Sorry, we got a lot, but and forgive my ignorance if I'm so angry at my white brethren. It makes me disgusted that I can't stop them. Trying, but man, they're fucking bad. This is bad, and I've benefited from it, being in the Imperial Corps, being white, and it's happening all over again. You know, it's just, but I won't stop yelling about it. So I can only control me.
Every time the mechanisms of war start to rear their ugly heads, we have an opportunity to stand up and to stop it. This is just another in the long history of the anti-war movement, and this time feels different.
I agree. I've had some old people, friends of mine that are like 10 years older than me, pointing out, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago in the 90s when they were in college, you couldn't say free Palestine. That wasn't an option. That wasn't even a discussion. So they've given me the perspective of like, wow, the difference 20 years makes. Like that wouldn't that what's happening right now, that's so there is victory. There is often reason to be optimistic. You know, I'm aware of it. I wasn't. I'll be just completely frank. I had a rough understanding. I assume it was Europeans' fault, but I never looked into what they actually. I didn't know this went all the way back to Britain in like 19, whatever. You know, I thought this was just like 1950s Cold War bullshit. You know, I'll own my ignorance up until 10 years ago. And now I'm like, oh, this is the same old bullshit, isn't
I mean, if anyone was to posit the guess as to the cause of it, that wasn't a far off one.
Yeah, well, fucking the Brits, man. The Brits. It's us too. Obviously us, like the West in general. But yeah, the Brits, man. The fact this is like still an ongoing episode from the British Empire days of when they tried to get a foothold in the Middle East. Nobody learns their lesson. Nobody learns their fucking lesson.
It didn't work out for them because they were foolish to think it would work out for them. Maybe it'll work for us. That was just a cutaway into the minds of politicians right now.
American foreign policymakers for
Yeah, just,
eternity. I mean,
you
I
know.
have to say, Joe Biden really is a classic president that he's committing war crimes out in the open. Let's be real.
Upholding a long legacy,
He's
right?
when they said the institutions would not change, this is what they meant. Steady hand at the rudder, baby. We're just gonna mow through people. That's what we're gonna do. Donald Trump was all over the place. He was inefficient. I'm gonna just keep doing the thing, and I'm gonna lie right to your face. Can't even knock the game, man. It's like, wow, they Lyndon B. Johnson never. We've had Lyndon B. Johnson over and over again since the 60s. It's been the same president. It's the same guy.
I don't know how the culture memory hasn't caught on yet, because it's like the same people voting the same guy in for the last 40 years, 50 years, more or less.
I mean, the last one that said anything about the military industrial complex was Eisenhower. So that's what, 70 years ago? It's a long,
Something like that.
it's a whole lifetime.
You threw me off saying that the 90s was 15 years ago, and I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's that. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I even got that math wrong. That's 25 years ago. Well, 20.
Ain't there?
We'll call it 20 because,
Called.
94, 2024. Fuck happened? Lost my video. I think I just hit a button. Got fat fingers. So anyways, Devin, I appreciate you coming on and talking about what PSL's been up to, and I hope people will reach out if they're in the area. And if not, just give them a follow on social media. Maybe people you could share it with them. Again, we aren't free until we free us all, and we need to do it with local grassroots organizing. So, Devin, along with everybody else at PSL, thank you for organizing that action and building coalitions, diverse working class coalition of people. As far as the Weed Out goes, we have a soft spot in our heart for activists. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. And give our props to Liddell and David and everybody else in your community.
Will do. Always a pleasure to come on to your show. I didn't realize that I came on at such an early stage in your launch. So that's like really cool to hear over a year later. Congratulations on getting off the ground. And many hands make light work, and at the PSL we believe very heavily in punching above our weight class. And this is a pretty heavy lift, and I could not be more proud of the community support and the just dedication of my other comrades.
Absolutely. Always punch up into the right. Up into the right. That's my motto. Up into the right, so that's great that you guys see it that way. And it's great to see the work as when it's collaborative, it's not so hard. It's definitely not as lonely. And even on a small scale, like doing this alone without Joanna, I couldn't do it. Like, what keeps me and what keeps Joanna going is like, we don't want to let each other down. Like this week she had something, she has conflicting schedule because she has to work for the Beast, and you know, but she could count on me to be fine. Well, yeah, I got it, no worries, and that way we don't fuck up your schedule. You know, unfortunately, the only person that loses out is the audience because they don't get to listen to Joanna. And I'm sure they miss you. A lot of people are fans of Joanna.
Why wouldn't they be?
Right, exactly. And so she'll be back next week, and we'll do Ghoulery and Tomfoolery next week. But I do want to, before we go, and may as well just share it with Devin, update from last week's Ghoulery and Tomfoolery. We talked about the 215 bodies that were in identified or minimally identified graves behind a jail in Jackson, Mississippi. We said 215 bodies. Actually, the number was 680-something. And the headline was actually misleading. They said there was only 215 bodies buried since 2013, 11 years ago. But if you go back to 2008, it's 680 something. So basically what happened is the graveyard was getting full. So they probably have a graveyard somewhere else. That's my opinion. So that was the article we talked about in Ghoulery Tomfoolery last week. So the last episode, I just wanted to make sure the audience was clear, you know, journalistic integrity, we got to keep the information up to date. And the reality is, like we were kind of insinuating in that episode, it's like if they have one graveyard with 200 people and they had a book with all their names in it, they knew who they were, they just didn't bother fucking telling anybody. I wonder why. And some of the rumors I was reading is that they're having prisoners dig the fucking grave. Like, think about dark that is. Like, slavery never fucking ended in this country. We just made it a bureaucrat job. Like, this is some fucking dark shit. And if that's happening, like, dude, I think every municipality, we should be looking at any state-owned land, city-owned land, and looking for bodies, because this isn't just Jackson, Mississippi. I'm sorry. 680 bodies since 2008? That's not even 20 years. It's like 15 years ago, 16 years ago. So anyways, just wanted to update everybody. Devin, I don't know if you heard the updated story on that. It's worse, of course. It's always worse. Like, that's why whenever I see a police story, if I don't, even if it's like a legitimate, like, you know, a legit, like the person who did the crime, I'm like, let's just be honest. The police probably lying in this story. They always start with a lie. They don't know how to do anything else. So it's probably better or worse depending on what makes them look better. Just assume they lie and then wait a week and then they'll trickle out some more information and then plausible deniability. Rinse, repeat, every police department, all the way from the CIA all the way down to fucking Podunk, Greenfield, or whatever, Amherst. So yes, more bodies found. That's the Ghoulery and Tomfoolery. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Devin for coming on and hanging out. And next week we will have Ghoulery and Tomfoolery in full. We'll have some local stuff, hopefully. I'm sure there's some local ghoulery. There's no shortage no matter where you are. That's why we weed out the bullshit here on the Weed Out. So everything we mentioned today, go to the website, www.theweedout.com. And for me, for Joanna, everybody at the PSL, shout out to you, and everybody at home, just keep weeding out the bullshit, and we'll see you next time, y'all.